In Indo-European or Aryan cultures, the thunder god is frequently known as the chief or king of the gods. Examples include Indra in Hinduism, Zeus in Greek mythology, Jupiter to the Romans, Perun in ancient Slavic religion, Orko in Basque mythology, Thor, son of Odin, in Norse mythology, Marduk in Sumerian, Babylonian, Assyrian mythology, Hadad in Canaanite and Phoenician mythology. Some of you might be asking, what about Baal? And you have a point. Baal literally means lord or master as a title, and so it also applied. And there are other examples of thunder gods, many sharing the mythological symbolism of the eagle or are winged. And in an astro-theological context, they will be associated with the planet Jupiter, as well as the number 12. But why 12?
In ancient mystery school Pythagorean mathematics, there's only 9 numbers in the universe. 9 numbers. 10 is actually 1 plus 0, that's 1. Zeros are placeholders. That's a man-made creation. Creator's language is math. There's only 9 numbers in the universe, 1 through 9. The numbers have a resonance, a frequency, a deep sacred geometry. And that this 3 sixes and 9s is special, are very special. Who said that? How about last century's greatest genius? Not Einstein, Nikola Tesla. Tesla taught his students John Keeley and Royal Raymond Rife and others. If humanity only knew the powers of the 3 sixes and 9s, it would be a completely different universe. Not just world, universe, said Tesla. The alphanumerics, alphabet numbers, and alphanumerics of the English language, 1 through 26. But we talked about earlier, there's only 9 numbers, so you've got to use the Pythagorean mystery school math method of reducing the double digits into the single digit integers. So you take 1 through 9, 10 is 1 plus 0, that's 1, 11 is 1 plus 1 is 2, 1 through 9, 1 through 9, 1 through 8. Then he took the words faith, trust, and God. Oh, wow, isn't that interesting, he noted. They're all 8s, the infinity sign, God's number. 9 is completion. Now you might say, oh, well, that's nothing fancy. There's nothing, you know, it's just interesting, but it doesn't prove anything. Here you go. In the Bible, the Creator never adds or subtracts, always multiplies. So you take the multiples of 8s. 1 times 8 equals 8. 2 times 8 equals 16, where 1 plus 6 is 7. 3 times 8 equals 24, where 2 plus 4 is 6. 4 times 8 equals 32, where 3 plus 2 is 5. Suddenly, eureka! You have a 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, Now you begin to see that there are sacred languages. The sacred languages were Hebrew, ancient Aramaic, Sanskrit, and Babylonian. That when people spoke those languages, there was a resonance, a basic fundamental mathematics, a musical resonance in the voices, in the communications. People were singing together, not just speaking together. And that when they did that, it had this communion, interpersonal communication, communion from the hearts. And it had this uplift, spiritual, this blessing, anointing coming from the Creator so that we could be in communion. This whole process of pulling it down and together and being blessed with that flow of community and communication for divine communion, ultimately, the expression of divine in each of us. So this is what we realized. You read Hebrew from right to left. You read English from left to right. Flipped. Reversal. Rockefeller, Rothschild, cartel. That they deceived the wealthiest men of all the nations and practiced sorcery. The root word of sorcery is pharmacopoeia. Pharmaceuticals is the root word of sorcery. And they cast magic spells to do it. It says that's exactly what the hypnosis machines called a television are. Casting magic spells, indoctrinating people into the cult, into the deceptions. Thank you to the Rockefeller cartel, operating on behalf of the royalty of Europe and the banksters of Europe that are running Carnegie and Rockefeller institutes and foundations.
There are three dimensions to physical space, which is typically represented by a cube. It takes 12 lines to draw a cube. So 12 is the number of lines that border a cube, and according to ancient esoteric teachings, all of reality. It is also an occult axiom that the oneness of creation is manifested via 12 channels to the world we live in. 13 is a number that bonds multiplicity into oneness. So, for example, this is a drawing of a cube in three dimensions. And as you can see, there are 12 lines, which from this angle intersect in the middle. That would be the 13. This principle can be seen over and over again in religions and mythology spanning millennia, from Hercules and his 12 laborers, to Gilgamesh, to the 12 tribes, and in this case, Israel being the 13. Jesus and his 12 apostles, King Arthur and his 12 knights, etc. And I'm sure you can probably come up with other examples. Not to mention 12 inches in a foot, 12 months in the solar year, and so forth. And while this rabbit hole is quite deep, covering sacred geometry, and then the secret aspects of occult spirituality, which does exist, it is a real thing and central to all major world religions. At this time, I'd like to bring our attention to astrotheology, which is another layer to this puzzle. There can be no question of the importance of the sun as a symbol of light, whether it be spiritual or literally. However, the sun only shines for half of the day. And for seafaring civilizations that turned to the night sky to navigate, it was none other than Jupiter that represented the light bringer, and often depicted as an eagle. But why Jupiter? Probably because of its 12-year orbit around the sun, appearing in the night sky to travel across the 12 houses of the zodiac, as depicted and interwoven into the major religions and epics which contain and hide the deeper mysteries. So when we talk about, for example, Amun-Ra in Egypt, that's one name, Amun-Ra, and the Ra part is the sun, Ra. But then who's Amun? Jupiter. The same way that Samson, Hercules, and Gilgamesh all kill the lion to end the age of Leo, so it is when Mithra kills the bull to end the age of Taurus, ushering in the Aryan age, the age of Aries, the ram. The group or tribe that disseminated this philosophy with eagle symbology can be seen, for example, in ancient Rome, when Emperor Augustus added 2 months to the year, July and August, named after Julius Caesar and himself, which is why October, which should be the 8th month, oct means 8, is now the 10th month. Furthermore, we see the eagle in National Socialist Germany, not to mention the United States, with 13 arrows in the eagle's talon, and the 13 colonies, and so forth. I have other videos that touch on this subject. Please feel free to check them out. Kindly subscribe for future videos. Thank you for sharing these videos. And please leave me a comment or just say hello. My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an anthropologist. If you already have my books, they make a great gift. Available on Amazon. Have a great weekend, and I will see you soon.